The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. A show that looks good, feels good, and sounds good. This is When in Rome with Stuart Rome.
Welcome to the week of When in Rome with Stuart Rome. He is Stuart Rome. He is always in his car. He's always going somewhere, man. Where are you headed right now, brother?
Yes, sir. Well, yeah, I flew in last night from Birmingham into New Orleans. I got a few things to do. You know, my daughter's getting married next year, so they're going on a little wedding scout trip with my wife. So came in town to kind of take care of the dogs and catch up on some crap. And then I'll be probably flying back there next week for some days. And so it's all good. You know, I'm just, like you said, all over the place. Don't even know where the hell I am half the time, but everything's good.
I actually stopped down at your store a couple days ago and had a little something I wanted to give you. And it's the first time I've been in your store since I brought my daughter down there. I need to come in there over the holidays. And of course, it's always a big part of something that's underneath the tree. I don't quite do the 6 or 5 thing. My daughter just loves the manicures. It's funny because her mother, who's my ex now, they go to one of these little strip things. And then I take her for the real deal at the Woodhouse Day Spa. Man, you're getting the real deal when you get your tootsies and your fingers done at the Woodhouse Day Spa. So it's great. Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. By the way, we were doing our TV show today. I was on with Kip Kiefer and he was wondering when you were coming back on our TV show. Are you going to be in town maybe next week or the week after? Because he's like, when's Stuart coming back in? He wants to, he wants to come in and get a massage from you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I think I'll be in next week, Thursday. I'll be in probably till Friday next week, actually.
Okay.
And we can't do it then it'll probably be a couple weeks after that, you know.
All right. Well, I will call you after the show, but let's plan on getting you back in there on Thursday if you get a chance to check out ABC's starting a lineup show with Kip Kiefer, myself, Tony Curry. Stewart's on the show and does fantastic work. All right. We're mid-October. Your list of great rock and roll tunes. I'm kind of glad because you already did kind of like a Halloween show, but this is a little different term here. What is this?
Yeah, this is more, I kind of labeled it Halloween dark rock, but it's not so dark to me. But, you know, when you look at these bands, they all have a history behind them of being slightly, if not more than slightly dark, like Black Sabbath, Ozzy, and Judas Priest, and, you know, Twisted Sister. So all these are, you know, I guess you could say they remind you of Halloween, kind of dark, scary kind of people that you wouldn't want to kind of walk by on the street. If they have their makeup on, you know. So, but all these songs are good. I like the songs and they kind of fit the moment of Halloween. So that's where we went.
Well, why don't we start off with one right off the bat? Let's get it. Because you and I start talking and next thing you know, we're like halfway through the show. We haven't played any music. People are like, we want to hear our music. I'm like, I got you, man. So give me your first song. We'll get into it.
Yeah, we're going to kick it over the Iron Man by Black Sabbath.
Iron Man, the Halloween dark tunes this week here on When in Rome, Stuart Rome. And please, when you pull up When in Rome, first of all, because it's music, we got to do the Spotify thing. Spotify has changed how they're doing things right now. So you have to dig for it just a little bit. Just look for Tony Curry Radio Podcast. You'll find it every single time, TKR. And of course, it's available on every major indice. And you can listen to the tunes. And of course, you can also hear it every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 5 p.m. Central Time right here on the TKR app, where we have thousands of folks to check it out every single week. I got a couple of emails here, and I always try to, we get lots of emails, info@tonycurryradio.net. We like to answer a lot of questions, and sometimes I like to kind of go with a little bit of a theme, and I want to go with the theme of your older audience today. And so I'm gonna kind of push the emails aside, but we do have several that have to do with what I want to get into. And one of them's from Kelly. Kelly is in Tennessee. She didn't say what city in Tennessee, but she said she's come to Birmingham before. She's actually been to the Woodhouse Day Spa. She loves it. She's in her 60s. She's like, now that
that's young.
What do you mean old? I know, right? Well, she says, now that I'm part of the AARP group, She said, all I keep hearing about is all these preventative things and how as we get older, we need to look after ourselves, particularly since we really beat each other up with a smiley face on it in our 20s and 30s. And I'm feeling that at the age of 58. I mean, I sound like a bag of bolts when I get out of bed in the morning. It's unbelievable. But she wanted to know, how's that changed with the spa business? She said, when the spa business, she goes, I've been going to spas all my life. And it used to be 20 and 30 year olds used to go. And she said, now every time I go, it seems like it's an older group. How has the age limits swayed over the last, say, 10 or 15 years in the spa business?
Yeah. You know, well, first of all, AARP group is, I'm kind of in the AA group. Is that the same thing?
Yeah. It's close.
It's close. Yeah, you know, but you know, being 60 isn't like being 60 when my parents were 60, you know? Yeah. So, you know, the people that come to the spa, you know, are older, especially like skincare treatments. We have a lot of young, you know, we have still people in the 20s coming in, but, you know, 60 is fairly common, 70 is common because, you know, people in their 60s these days probably have been going to the spa since they were 20s and 30s. So they're used to it. Whereas back in the day, you know, it wasn't so common. Yeah. So I think it's just kind of a evolution of, you know, like everything else. 60s, the new 40, and, you know, 20s, obviously 20 and 30, that's not too young to go to the spa. So it's great for us because it really opens up the window to, you know, the whole age range of people that we can expect coming to the spa. So it's really, you know, we're really now like 25 through 70 to 80, which is fantastic. Cause it, and we, you know, the products that we carry now and the skincare, the facials that we do, they cater from, you know, to the young people, to anti-aging, to discoloration for your older people. So you know, all kind of products that are on the gambit for everybody. So it's really, it's great for us. Let's put it that way.
Is there an age, in your line of business where once, if you don't get them in by that age, you have a difficult time bringing them back in?
I'm not so sure. I mean, we've had daughters bring their mother in, maybe dad for Father's Day who hadn't been in a, you know, ever.
Yeah.
And they might be in their 60s you know, once they come in, they come back. So, I don't think it's, you know, it's never too late kind of thing is what I think it is.
Yeah.
And, once you experience it, you're like, maybe I should have done this, you know, a while back.
We say that every single day, no one's ever gone every to the Woodhouse Day Spa and gone, well, this is a bad idea. I mean, every single time, I mean, everyone I've talked to is like, dude, that was fantastic. I'm like, I know. And then they're like, I've been listening to the show and I'm like, okay, I'll give it a shot. Next thing you know, they can't wait to go back. It's a great way of looking at it. And I do think it's certainly skewed. I think, you know, we were living older until the COVID thing hit and it kind of knocked us back a little bit. And I think we're probably, you know, mid to late 70s for most of us. I think we'd all like to push 80 if we could or into our 80s. But I mean, it's true. If you would go back and look through your clientele and look at the people that have taken care of themselves, not only physically, but mentally by you know, pampering themselves. And we don't even talk about pampering. We talk about, hey, this is kind of a legitimate thing. This is something you need to do to live a longer life. And we know that. We've talked about it on the show. You'd probably find out that a lot of your customers are repeat customers and they do wonderful work. So info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's true. And I think, you know, COVID probably woke a lot of people up also with being stuck home for months and months. And I think a lot of people realized, you know, I got to get out, you know, I got to enjoy my life while I can. So let me spend the money on going to the spa. Let me take care of myself. You know, let me take care of, you know, who knows what's going to happen next, you know, like COVID. So you might as well, you know, live while you can.
There you go. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Bert out near Red Rocks. We haven't gotten an email out in that area. That's nice. Bert says he's been a business owner for a long period of time. He's looking to get back into another business venture and said, please ask Stuart, what are the pros and cons of getting into the franchisee business? He's got a great idea and maybe he wants to open up his own thing and start his own line, which is certainly fine. But, there's also that idea of maybe, hopping on board with a franchisee and it's all set up for you.
Yeah. So there's pros and cons of both and I've owned both. Of course you start, you know, from scratch on your own. There's probably a lot more risk, There's a lot more work. You've got to develop the systems yourself. You obviously have to come up with everything yourself, from manuals to processes and all that stuff. Whereas the franchise, you're basically buying into something that's already proven for the most part, that already has all the manuals, the employee manuals, the processes, in our case, like the menu items, the protocols, all that stuff's already done. So, yeah, the franchise is great. If you don't, if you're really young, you know, I'm not sure how old he is, but, I would say the younger generation probably is more inclined to start their own business. Whereas getting, you know, your 40s or even late 30s or so, and you don't want to deal with that, probably franchising is better.
Yeah.
But for sure, you know, there's pros and cons of both. Now that, you know, franchising, obviously you're paying royalties on all your sales, and you probably put it in a marketing fund, which is fairly common. But you're also receiving a lot of the work that you would have to do on your own from the franchisee, as long as it's a good franchise. So there's good to both. You know, like I said, I've been in both, and there's good. You know, when you're by yourself, you don't have to answer anybody. When you're with the franchise, you have to kind of follow the system. So,
yeah, you know, depends. I was going to say, was there a handholding time period there? And I know most places. I bring this up. There's a place called Skyline Chili. That's a place up in Cincinnati, Ohio, and its competitor is Gold Star. And there was a couple of friends of mine that actually bought into a franchise. They had to have $250,000 for the franchise, and then another $200,000 in capital. Of course, everything had to be okay. But they got their hands held for the first 6 months. They had people from corporate that would come in and actually show them how to work the business and stuff. And that being said, they they closed it down within 3 months after. I loved the Cincinnati chili taste, and so I ate there like three times a day just to help these guys out. But they could not get along with each other. They were arguing. I was like, this is not New York, guys. You can't be screaming at each other while people are trying to eat your dinner. Yeah, it was horrible. No, but I mean, I know when you franchise, you normally is a large amount of money, but what normally comes with that?
Yeah. So, you know, in my case, I was very early on. The New Orleans location was probably number 16-ish, very young franchise. So they did, they did have all the training and stuff like that, but I didn't need it as much as maybe some other people who come from the corporate world that don't, you know, haven't owned their own businesses, where I did. So I already understood the financial portions of it and the guest services and all those kind of things. I just kind of needed them for the name recognition and the protocols, the services. But if you're coming, say you've been an attorney all your life and you want to get into the franchising, you're going to need more help, you know, from the franchisee. And they'll give you as much or as little as you need. But typically, 6 months, you know, to a year, they're going to be kind of involved, with you. And but you know, for sure, when you mentioned the partner deal, you know, I don't have a partner in the business.
That takes a special person, man. I mean, I've had several people that actually asked me to be a partner in my business once I got it up and running, and I kind of felt like, you know, I worked my ass off to get where I was at. And listen, right. I'm not a millionaire, but I'm taking care of my family. And so I really didn't want to share that kind of thing because, you know, obviously there is some day that I'd like to get it up to a place where I could sell it. But that's got to be hard, man. It's got to be difficult.
Yeah, you have to be, you know, really comfortable. And I guess you have to have rules set. You have to have come up with an operating agreement between the partners, make sure everybody knows exactly what everybody's supposed to be doing, you know, and what they're not supposed to be doing. And, you know, it's kind of tricky. And, you know, unless it's like a husband, a wife, or somebody that's really close, you kind of have to be careful and make sure everything is in writing ahead of time. Like I said, the operating agreement, if he's responsible for finances, I'm responsible for marketing, blah, blah, blah. Everything should be in writing.
I've seen that a lot in the bar business, and I've seen it happen a million times where, you know, one guy wants to open a place and he gets up getting two or three of his buddies. And there's always one guy that's there 24 hours a day working his ass off, and then the other guys are behind the bar, and the other guys that are supposed to be bringing the patrons in, and there's one dude doesn't do anything, and he's brought the money, and he just ends up drinking all your profits. And
he sits at the end of the and drinks, right?
He's usually the one that's in the cash register at 2:15 on Saturday nights, and he's headed to the beach and says, "I'll see you guys on Mondays." Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. We're doing a Halloween dark tunes. You've already done a Black Sabbath song. I love this next band. As a matter of fact, this next band actually filled in for Ozzy Osbourne in the big old PowerPoint show they did out there. It wasn't out Red Rocks. Or was it out near Coachella where they do that thing out in L.A. last year when AC/DC came back? Yeah, it was fantastic. But you got Judas Priest. What you got from the band?
Yeah, we're going with Living After Midnight.
I love that song. That's like one of my top five songs of all time. I mean, I can listen to that thing like 25,000 times in a row, and I never get tired of it. It's fantastic. Judas Priest, so glad you picked that song. That's fantastic. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. We always get asked about your 6 for $5 deals. Tell everyone, and what's the deal? And, of course, obviously, with the holidays coming up, think about this. Wouldn't it be great if you go to one place and finish up your Christmas shopping in one buy? You could do that at the Woodhouse Day Spa, particularly if you're talking to some of your men and women friends who really want to be pampered. You could knock it out and do a 6 for $5. Tell people about it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's basically you just pick whatever service you want from the menu, and you pay for $5. We're going to give you $6 on your account. So you're basically getting a completely free service, which is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real flexible. Because you can gift it, you can gift one, you can gift two, you can share them, you can bring friends with you that don't expire. So, you know, let's say you have a wife and 2 daughters who'd like to go to the spa, you get the 6 for $5, and you're going to get 6 treatments for the price of $5, and they can come twice, you know, all 3 of them can come together twice, mm-hmm. and have a great time, and you can watch football while they're going, and you know, everybody's happy, so it's fantastic.
There you go. And you mentioned last week, you gave us a little bit of a tease, you know, we got some Black Friday days coming up here, so there may be something a little last year you did a 7 for $5 deal. I'm not saying that's going to be the deal this year, but you just make sure you continue to listen to the show here on TKR, wherever you get your favorite podcast. Of course, go check out the Woodhouse Day Spa, 905-7676, birmingham.woodhousespas.com. Susan Birmingham wants to know, how much are you supposed to tip? She said the tipping culture has gotten out of control. She said, I was always taught that 15% was standard, 20% was if they did a great job, 10% if they didn't do so much. Now I'm being told, I'm being, you know, prefaced for like 30, 35, 40%. And she said she also wants to know, can I leave it on a card, or do they prefer cash?
Yep. So she's right. You know, 15-ish and then 20, you know, is for good service, and go higher if you want. You know, our therapists, you know, they work their butts off. So, you know, massage is very physically demanding, and, you know, they're in there for an hour or an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours. So they earn the tip. So if you give them 20%, and they're always going to do a great job, in my opinion. And from the reviews, that's kind of what it seems. I think 20% is appropriate. They do, you know, they do prefer cash, but you certainly put it on a credit card. The difference is, you know, if you put it on a credit card, it'll go on their paycheck, which is every 2 weeks. So if you're the beginning of the pay period, they'll have to wait about 2 weeks, whereas you give them cash, they get it right away.
There you go.
So yeah, they would prefer that, but you know, whatever is most convenient for the guest is fine with us.
Does that this whole Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, no taxes on tips thing, that would work for you, huh?
Yeah, I mean, more so for them.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
because
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, you know, I don't know the details of it. The only way it would help me is if the taxes also did not apply to Social Security taxes, because that's what I have to match, and Medicare. But I think it just applies to federal tax, which isn't really going to help me much, but it certainly would help them. And you know, I'm all for it, you know, because that'll help them make more money, keep more money in their pocket. They won't make more, but they'll keep more, basically. And we'll see how it goes. And like I said, I'd love it if they also applied it to Social Security and Medicare, because then I would save the business matching portion of that.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'm telling you, don't be cheap. If someone ends up getting you a gift card to the Woodhouse Baseball, find out what it's worth. Obviously, there's going to be an amount on it, or if they've got you a massage, find out what it cost. And then, because I've seen people do this where, you know, if they'll get the free massage and then they're not tipping the 20%, I'm like, dude, the very least, you could tip extra. You should tip extra because it's a gift. And it's not costing you anything, but you know, sometimes people just plain forget. I guess if they're not into this culture of what we're going through right now, you will be now, when you go to like a buffet and you're tipping people at a buffet and you're doing all the work. So, make sure you take care of, make sure you take, and they work their asses off.
Most people remember, you know, we give them like whatever, we have a special 20% off. Yeah. Most people do remember, you know, what the amount of the service was prior to the 20%, and that's what they tip on. Mm-hmm. Obviously some people forget and they just look at the bottom line and say, put 20% on the tab, but you know, whatever, it happens. And, but it's nice when people remember to tip, on the full price of the service.
There you go. info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Make sure you check out that website. It changes all the time. It changes before Mother's Day, Father's Day, spring specials. I get notifications on my phone because I'm signed up, which is fantastic. You never know when he's going to drop it. It doesn't happen very often. It's not like, you know, once a day by any stretch, but he did something a couple weeks ago. It was like a sell us out kind of Saturday or something like that, where you just had some specials, where you tried to fill up the schedule. I love that. That was great.
It was like midweek and it was a slow day unusually slow. And we just offered like a $30 discount and man, we packed it up real quick.
It was great. It was fantastic. Trina, please ask Stuart. Love the show. Please ask Stuart about infrared technology and lasers. I guess she's wanting to know, do you use infrared technology? Do you lose lasers? And what would you use those two things for?
So lasers are done mainly at med spas, and lasers, you can do all kind of stuff. There's tattoo removal lasers. There's, you know, lasers that maybe focus on wrinkles, all those kind of good things. So that's strictly a med spa. We don't do it, nor can we, unless we had an MD on staff. Mm-hmm. But infrared, I think maybe she's thinking of red light therapy, a blue light therapy, because infrared really just has to do with, you know, an infrared sauna heat. It's basically a way to generate heat. Like, we use them in infrared saunas, but red light therapy, we actually use at our spa. It's part of a hydrofacial treatment or something. And, you basically have these, I figure it's about 200 little mini lights that are red that goes over your face, and it treats acne. It's, you know, acne, it's good for, supposedly good for wrinkles. Some people always request this, some don't. So it's different than infrared, and I think she probably means red light therapy.
Yeah. I've heard pluses and minuses on the laser thing. I've heard some people that have tried it for not only facial stuff, but also for migraine headaches. Some people love it, and some people it just doesn't seem to do a whole lot. But I it seemed like when we got into lasers, like, I don't know, if, well, I say 10 or 15 years ago, so it's probably 30 years ago. Lasers are supposed to change everything. I mean, by now we were supposed to have lasers in the kitchen, right? So we could cut meat with lasers and stuff. We were supposed to be using lasers for everything, and not burning ourselves. So that's kind of crazy. All right. Black Sabbath, Judas Priest so far. We're doing dark Halloween tunes. We got three more to go. And then we got some more email questions I want to get into. Give me your third song here, my friend.
All right, we're going to go with little Motley Crue, Shout at the Devil.
Shout at the Devil. Have you ever seen the Crue live?
I have not, believe it or not. That's probably one of the only ones I haven't.
They're pretty good. I don't know if they're on the road as of right now. The last time I saw them was maybe 15, 20 years ago, and that's when they used to come out and play like three songs. They get pissed off at each other and leave. It was always Tommy and the lead singer. They'd get in an argument and they'd leave. I actually brought them on stage one time where they actually did not get on stage at all. And I was with a gentleman named Tony Ruffino, who owned the Oak Mountain Amphitheater, and basically grabbed Tommy by the scruff of the neck and said, your gas is going to get out there and play those drums tonight or else there's going to be a major problem. And they did. Tony was a small little Jewish man from New York, and he got his way whenever he wanted it. He was all for them. Yeah, if you get a chance to see him before your dying days, man, before their dying days, please do it. It's pretty awesome. All right. Go ahead.
I'm looking at the list now, and this is probably the first show I've ever done where I've never seen any of these bands live.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. You know what? I've seen Judas Priest once, and that's it. Yeah, that's it. I mean, I want to say I saw Iron Maiden because that was mid-80s, and I may have seen them open up for some, but we used to not ever go see the opening act, but I do remember Iron Maiden. And if I hadn't, I missed out because, man, you go over to Europe, they're huge. Yeah. They're like the Beatles over in Europe, yeah. Man. People absolutely love those. It's crazy. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Let me see here. We got a couple other ones. Trina, did we already do that one? We did that one. Barbara. Barbara here in Birmingham wants to know, have you ever heard about the Whopper Spa? I'm going to have to look this up here while we're doing this. Okay.
Double beef or regular?
Okay. So we have a lot of questions about this spa inside a Burger King in Finland. Fast food is stepping up its game. Chains that used to be a little more than occasional guilty pleasure for a quick fix for serious hangover are now doing whatever it takes to get foot traffic. That can involve some pretty insane gimmicks, because if you thought KFC's edible nail polish was crazy, wait until you see the fully functioning spa inside this Finland Burger King. located in Helsinki, this BK is the epitome of a highbrow, wit, and lowbrow destination. The spa, which was installed by the Finnish hospitality company Restel, is equipped with some very fancy amenities. There's a 15-person sauna with a full entertainment system. This sounds disgusting, dude. 48-inch flat-screen TVs, locker, shower room, media lounge with another large 55-inch flat-screen TV. Apparently, the only things that go better with a Whopper and a good sweat are two giant television sets. Jesus. 3 hours at this Burger King gets you a meal, and $280. Now you're a businessman. You're a smart businessman. Can you see how you in the hell you would sit down with a group of investors and say, I've got this great idea. First of all, I've already got a Burger King. I see Burger King commercials all over the place, and their stock is going through the roof right now. Don't tell me advertising doesn't work, because Burger King was in the hole. They were done until they hit this marketing campaign where they're singing the jingle again. But to do a spa inside of a Burger King, can you try to sell that for me? Say I'm a billionaire. Try to sell that idea to me so you get some cash out of me.
Well, that would be difficult. I would say that, we could say have it your way, you know,
yeah.
Special orders don't upset us, that kind of thing. And, either in the spa or the burger. So, whatever you want, come get it. You get the burger, we could even come up with like some special facials, like the Whopper and, the onion ring facial and, you know, all that kind of stuff, I guess. But I can't imagine, you know, what the place smells like. Number one, you know, it's probably not lavender, but it smells like a double beef Whopper, which I'm not sure would be great when you get a massage.
Yeah.
I wonder if they offer drive through massages. Also, in the drive-through lane, I guess I have to really sit down and think about this for a while. But I really don't see that coming to the U.S.
Yeah, I don't know. There's nothing that sounds even remotely fun to doing that.
Usually when you go to a spa, you're like healthy and like somebody wants to order lunch, they'll get a salad from somewhere. But usually don't go to a spa to get a big double beef Whopper with cheese and fries.
You know? That is disgusting. All right. We got a couple more songs here. We're going to play them at the end because I got a couple more emails I've got to get to, because there's a couple of first timers here that I would absolutely love. And they're both from women, which is really surprising. See, I don't like to, I do a lot of show prep, right? I don't like to read a lot of these things beforehand because I like them to give me shock value like they do with you. So while I'm reading them, it's pretty good. Shauna in Tupelo, Mississippi said, is it true that it's dangerous to be intimate in a sauna and or a hot tub? I'm assuming, and I've heard this before that it's never good to like make love in a swimming pool. I mean, it's just not good for the woman. It doesn't make sense. But she's wondering if there's anything that would be bad about being in a knowing that you obviously do not provide that service.
Not that I know of.
No, not that you know of. And you don't have hot tubs and stuff like that, although you do have tubs. Although it sounds romantic, and I'm certainly guilty of that pleasure. There's nothing like getting it on in a hot tub. Things just kind of get out of control, out of hand, or fun. But is there anything wrong with it from a physical standpoint? Should you refrain from doing so?
I haven't heard that it is dangerous. I guess maybe there's a premise or a theory that your heart rate's already high enough or your blood pressure is probably high enough sitting in the sauna, and then when they engage in the extracurricular activity, maybe that will make your heart even race further, and then maybe your blood pressure. Now, but if you're a healthy person, I would say there's probably no problem with it. If you're not healthy and you already have high blood pressure and all these other things, well, maybe it could activate something that you don't want to happen.
I pulled this up and I thank goodness I did it on my private computer, not the main one here in the studio, because my kids play with my studio commercial. Having sex in hot water comes with added health risks such as rashes and yeast infections. I did not know that. So there you have it.
Maybe if the water's contaminated, or I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean,
if it's a clean spa, I wouldn't think that's an issue.
But. Yeah, I wouldn't think that either. All right, last email. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I said, unless you jump in right after the couple before you did the same thing, then you might have
some. Yeah, probably not. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Ron in, Jackson, Mississippi wants to know, how many Christmas trees does Stuart Rome put up every year? And does he put up lights and stuff at the house? I'm assuming he's, where do you go both places, Birmingham and New Orleans, for the holidays, I'm assuming?
Yes, sir. I love Christmas. My favorite time of year.
Yes.
We always have a tree at the spa. We always decorate the relaxation room. And of course in New Orleans, I have my own tree and decorations, and my brother-in-law also married my oldest sister is a huge Christmas fan.
Good.
And, we always kind of prank each other. So last year, he was out of town and I went to his house, got up on the roof, and I got a 20-foot tall blow up Santa, and, you know, that with a fan. So it's like a space war kind of thing.
And
plugged it in, and he comes home.
Oh, that's great.
His trip. It's a 20-foot long light high. And then he did the same. He got a giant, I think it was a reindeer one time, and it completely, you couldn't even get in the front of my house because it was so big on the lawn.
That's hilarious.
So yeah, we kind of go back and forth, but we definitely get in the holiday, definitely get in the decorations. Love it. Love the smells, especially if you get a real tree. Mm-hmm. And thanks for that question. For sure.
Yeah, it's
looking
good
forward to it.
And it will be here before you know it. All right. So far, yep. Black Sabbath, Judas Priest, Motley Crue. I know we're sitting here talking about Christmas, and we're still 2 weeks as we do the show on the 17th, or 2 weeks away from Halloween, and it seems like everyone's already ready to pull the button. So let's get it on here. You got two more bands here. Let's play them back to back. Let's play them back to back. I'm thinking some dark stuff today, man. Give me those two bands.
I couldn't pronounce Esther Caligula. So you know that? Black to black.
Let's play them back to back. Tell me what you got.
We're going to roll with we're going to do Twisted Sister on a rock, and we're going to do Iron Maiden, The Trooper.
I want a rock and The Trooper from Iron Maiden. I thought maybe you'd Run for the Hills. That's one of my favorite songs. It's probably their biggest hit from Iron Maiden, but that's a fantastic. Yep. I may have to go listen to that after the show, man. Hey, tell people how they can get in touch with you, man.
Yes, sir. Online 24/7, birmingham.woodhousespas.com. Give us a call, 205-905-7676. Are our favorite way, because we like to see your face, and you can take a little spa tour if you like. Come by us. We're in the Summit, right across from that Saks Fifth Avenue, in the right on the side entrance. So yeah, we're available 24/7, but we would love to see if you can come by and see us in person.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.